It's Wednesday, October 23rd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Bank of Namibia has raised alarm over an increase in fraudulent investment schemes that falsely promote financial support for national development. These scams target high-ranking government officials, ministries, traditional leaders, and influential public figures using their reputations to lend false credibility. The bank has also observed that religious and traditional leaders, including church elders, are being approached to promote these deceptive schemes within their communities. Here's Josephina Oscar from Bonn.
These fraudsters claim to have access to vast sums of money, often valued in the millions or billions of US dollars or euros, and present these funds as investments to finance Namibia's economic development and mega construction projects. In an attempt to make their scams appear legitimate, they use mainly falsified documents, including forged SWIFT transfers.
The local conference of Youth Namibia begins today, aiming to align with established objectives and create a comprehensive youth climate strategy and action plan. Participants will take part in interactive sessions designed to collect valuable insights, including targets and indicators, which will guide the outcomes of collaborative efforts to tackle climate change. Maria Willem from Elkoi.
Conference, usually we have a national youth statement, and this national youth statement is what is used, what is taken from all of the nations or all of the countries, and then it's taken to court. But what we've decided to do this year, and what is different, is that we've decided to curate a strategy and action plan that is specific to youth, that talks about what are the strategies that we want to employ to solve climate change.
To South Africa, where the DA says the port of Cape Town is facing major operational challenges, warning these issues could severely impact the upcoming fruit export season. According to the party, the port, managed by Transnet, missed key targets in July and August, including container movements and ship turnaround times. The DA's Noko Masiba urged Transnet to fast-track private sector involvement to boost efficiency and prevent disruptions that harm the economy.
We are committed to ensuring that the port is fully prepared and functional to meet the demands of the exporters. Accurate crop estimates, while not yet available, are essential in determining the capacity needed to handle the anticipated volumes of fruit destined for international markets.
The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces launched attacks on villages in Sudan's Al Ghazira state, according to Reuters reports, resulting in at least 25 fatalities. The violence followed the defection of high-ranking RSF officer Abuagla Kegal, who hails from the region. Since December, Kegal's local forces had managed to prevent incursions by the RSF divisions into eastern Ghazira, protecting civilians from the worst of the violence while maintaining control of the area. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken have discussed the need to capitalize on the killing of the Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. During the meeting in Israel, Blinken also emphasized the need to get more aid into Gaza, according to the State Department. Here's our Kate Fisher reporting from Washington.
The Israeli Prime Minister and the U.S.'s top diplomat discussed the need to secure the release of all the hostages and to end the conflict in Gaza in a way that provides lasting security for Israelis and Palestinians, according to the State Department. The statement said that the Secretary of State also pressed the need to ensure that aid reaches civilians in Gaza, something the US demanded of Israel earlier this month in a letter warning that US military aid could be at risk. The State Department also said that Secretary Blinken pushed for a diplomatic resolution in Lebanon. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.